Part 5, Chapter 8. The truck bumped southward with its cargo of fright and despair. Collared and cinched up to a bracing, Johnny looked over the scene in misery. Patty, bruised from a fall in the melee, was sitting bolt upright, arms lashed to her sides and her back lashed to a truck stake. She was in shock, and her face was gray-white. She was 8 now. The wounded horse, still bleeding from a deep blast penetration in its right shoulder, still burdened with its pack, lay on its side, legs kicking slightly from time to time. Turl had simply picked it up and dumped it into the truck bed. Johnny was concerned that it might kick out and break the left leg of another horse. It was one of Johnny's old string, named Blodgett. The three other horses were snubbed tight to the truck stakes, and their nostrils were flaring in fear as the plane fled fast below the vehicle. Chrissy was lashed to a bracing across from Johnny. Her eyes were shut. Her breathing was shallow. Questions had surged in Johnny, but he blocked them with tight lips. His own plans now looked so futile to him. He blamed himself for delaying his escape. He might have known that Turl had it all worked out. A hatred of the monster was like ice and flame together in his throat. At length, Chrissy opened her eyes and looked at him. She saw he was watching Patty.
I couldn't leave her,
said Chrissy.
She followed, and I took her back twice. But the third time we were too far out in the plain. It was better to go on.
Just rest, Chrissy,
said Johnny. The horse, Blodgett, moaned as the truck banged over some rough ground.
I know I was early, but Windsplitter came home. He was on the plain below the pass, and some of the boys were out to drive some cattle up, and they saw him and Dancer and brought them in.
Dancer was the lead horse Johnny had taken, a mare. Chrissy was quiet for a while. Then,
Windsplitter had a fresh scar on him, like a puma had raked him, and it looked like perhaps he might have run off and left you. I thought maybe you were hurt.
Yes, thought Johnny. Windsplitter could have wandered back last year, and when he tried to mount up through the passes, found them blocked with snow. He would have wandered back to winter on the plain, followed by Dancer. There was a deep furrow, now healing, on Windsplitter's rump.
It's all right,
said Johnny, soothingly.
I couldn't stand the idea of you lying down there hurt.